from Tidbits on October 5th, 2009. This is the audio edition of Use Find My iPhone from an iPhone, written by Adam C. Angst. This past summer, when I was using Apple's Find My iPhone service to check up on where Tanya was during her long training rides, I bemoaned the fact that Apple actively prevents you from accessing the MobileMe website via Safari. That's largely because Apple has created apps, Mail, Contacts, Calendar, Photos, and iDesk, that provide iPhone-specific interfaces for all the primary MobileMe features. But there's one glaring omission, Find My iPhone. And once this summer, while meeting Tanya at the end of a 55-mile one-way ride, it would have been useful to have Find My iPhone working on my iPhone so I could locate her iPhone. As much as I wanted this feature this summer, it wasn't until Tidbits reader Anise Joslin asked how to access MobileMe via an iPhone on Tidbits Talk that I had my brainstorm. I realized that Apple is probably sniffing the browser to figure out that it shouldn't load the MobileMe website on an iPhone. And if I could use a different web browser that identified itself differently, I might be able to get in. The only iPhone app I have handy that implements a full browser is Selznick Scientific Software's Password Wallet. It's designed to simplify accessing password-protected websites by giving you buttons that insert pre-configured usernames and passwords into web forms. It's actually a good choice for accessing Find My iPhone, since you must first log into MobileMe with your username and password, and then enter your password again to access your account settings screen, where Find My iPhone is located. When you first connect to MobileMe from an unusual browser, the site warns you that it's designed to work with Safari or Firefox, but a Continue button lets you keep going, which is all that's necessary to get in. Unsurprisingly, the MobileMe website works poorly on the iPhone, assuming a larger screen and being generally difficult to navigate due to tiny interface elements. But as you can see from the screenshot on the web, it did work, and I was able to use Find My iPhone to show that my iPhone is right in my hands at home. Anise wanted to access older messages and mail via the mobile website that couldn't easily be retrieved via the iPhone's Mail app. This is one reason why I use the Gmail mobile client in Safari, rather than the Mail app. I'm uncertain if the MobileMe website will do what Anise wants, unfortunately, since although I could view messages, scroll bars didn't appear at all, and searching didn't seem to work either. Subsequently, I tried sending myself the MobileMe URL in a direct Twitter message so I could try accessing it from Twitterific's web browser, and that worked as well, though without Password Wallet's form-filling capabilities. I would guess that other non-Safari web browsers on the iPhone would work similarly. The moral of the story is that you can use Find My iPhone from an iPhone. You just have to think outside of Apple's Safari box. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I was actually pretty pleased with myself figuring this out. So, hey, a little bit of self-congratulation there. You know, it's not often you have a problem and then actually figure it out 2-3 months later. But, hey, I'll go with it when I can.